Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. So, continuing on in Perek Dalet of Avos, Rabbi Shmuel, who was the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Beno, meaning Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Halomid al Torah al Menas Talamid, Maspikin Biyado Lilmod Ulamid, Velomid al Menas Lasos, Maspikin Biyado Lilmod Ulamid, Lishmar Velasos. So, there are many different interpretations what Lilmod al Menas Talamid means here. It really just means for the sake of teaching and not doing. So as the Rishonim say, it's like, you know, chas v'shalom. I'd like to avail myself of the interpretation of the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura says, Yalomid Olamid, it's like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Yevambos, who talks about two of the Amoraim, who were Mibes Eli Kasina, Abaye and Rabbah. Abaye was Osek v'tarig milos chasadim, and Rabbah was Osek b'raisa, but he wasn't so involved, at least not Kedabayilei, in Gemilas Chasadim. So he lived 40 years, and Abaye, who gave of his time to other people, so he lived 60 years. So again, the lives were curtailed by the Kuala of Beis Eli, but that's what we mean here. Alomid amanas le'as lasos maspikin biado lilmod olamid lishmar lasos. I thought it would be apropos that interpretation of the Bar Tanura to share a story of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that really I found very, very touching. A younger person, Talmud Chacham, going on to a very significant career as a magister, then a Rosh Yeshiva, once asked Rabbi Yaakov, you know, who was famously available and approachable, and even though, again, he maintained a very rigorous learning schedule about, you know, division of labor and time, etc. And he said, the truth is that he struggled a lot with it when he was younger, and then he said he came to realize that if he takes time to help another Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back in time, you know, and that was the coin of the realm for him. Nothing was more valuable in time. All of a sudden, he'd have an hour that he didn't expect to have, or 2 hours that he didn't expect to have, and he'd be able to be mashlim the learning. And that's the sense that you have here, is that a person sees themselves as halomed, you know, Torah al-Menas al-Lamed, but not to involve themselves in people's problems, you know, in Kamilos Chasadim. So, okay, so Kaddish Baruch will give you the time for that. That's a noble endeavor, but if you're more ambitious, right? As the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, so Kaddish Baruch Hu will be even more generous with you and give you the opportunity for much more, you know, in terms of, you know, the amount of time. Abaye had an additional 20 years over Rabbah. So that seems like it's something that's, you know, very, very, very significant. And I also wanted to maybe be Mosif one Nakuda here, is that Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who spoke of Inyanei Chilul Shamayim. And we have to bear in mind, in light of the interpretation of the Bar Tanura, that it really seems like a direct line, you know, in that respect, from father to son, because his son concerned himself here with an individual who's lomid b'Torah and also involved in the Gemilas Chasadim, and we know that that really is the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. When Adam Gadol takes time out to involve themselves in mitzvos beit Adam l'chaveiro, so it's a source of great inspiration for people. Ashri Aviv shalom b'Torah, Ashri Abba shalom b'Torah, Ashri Ploni shalom b'Torah, Ru'u Ploni kamen masav, kamen mitukanim masav. So it seems very, again, amongst the various interpretations that we've shown him, it seems to be like a major a raya and direction of the Bar Tanura that we're talking about here, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu, those who go out of their way, you know, for other people, and hence are Mekatzei Hashem Shemayim, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is Maspik Biyadim, Lilmod Lamed Lishmar V'la'asos. So just to continue on one point from here, there's a massive essay that the Rambam has, very much Lashitaso in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel Ayin Sham regarding Nene Bidivrei Torah. Rabbi Tzadok Omer Al Tasim Atar Liz Gadol Behem Velo Kardim Laachbar Behem Vekachay Hil Omer Dishtamish Besaga, which is a notary code for Salmidei Gavra Charina Chalav Halamata Kol Nene Bidivrei Torah Notochayim Min Olam. So all kinds of different parameters in the Rishonim, what's acceptable to take, when the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah were vociferous in their objections to people, you know, taking any kind of a schar for limud haTorah. The Bar Tanura is sort of more in the middle in terms of what's allowed, and schar batala, and pisuk ta'amim, and that whole discussion. What actually I wanted to focus on is not so much the technicalities of that point, but actually I think a slight distinction between two related categories that Rebbe Tzaddok speaks of. One of them is Al-Tase Matar Liz Gadol Behem, is that one shouldn't use Torah to be mispa'er, right? Like a crown. A pe'er, literally, Atara Liz Gadol Behem, right? A person can socially and sometimes even economically, but even if you're just talking socially, sort of utilize Torah as a way of, you know, sort of advancing themselves. And of course, there's a din of Kavodat Torah that's incumbent upon all of us to be mechabed talmidei chachamim, but that should never be the agenda, you know, vis-a-vis that person. Al tasim atar lizgadol behem. But then there's, I think, is separate, related, but a distinct category. V'lo kardim lachbor behem. Kardim lachbor literally means to have an agenda, to dig with them, and to try to use divrei Torah to push a particular agenda. So one of them is, klapi the gavra be'atzmo, tase matar lizgadol behem. V'los kardim lachbor, that isn't klapi the gavra themselves, right, to sort of just aggrandize oneself, but to advance some non-Torah, agenda, whether it's a political agenda, whether it's an economic agenda, necessarily one's own economic agenda, but whatever it is. So that obviously becomes a corruption of Torah, because it's one thing to use Torah to advance a Torah agenda. Use a person as Moshe Feinstein, coming down on one side of the issue, is obviously going to be in a sane environment, a huge factor in terms of determining what direction things are going to take. But if it's a non-Torah issue, and a person is like asserting, Torah into an area where, again, we're not talking about issues of hashkafa or tzorchei tzibur, but again, like a purely political matter, which has ostensibly nothing to do with it. So I think that's a kardin lachbor, but that's a little bit different than an atara lehisgadil.